From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Sunni-Shia tensions remain high. Saudi allies Bahrain and Sudan Monday joined Riyadh in cutting diplomatic ties with Iran following an attack that damaged the Saudi embassy in Tehran, part of the international firestorm that resulted from the Saudi execution of 47 people Saturday, including a well-known Shia cleric. There were further anti-Saudi protests across the Arab world Monday, including in Iraq. At the White House Monday, spokesman Josh Earnest called for a de-escalation of tensions, saying they could undermine the nascent Syrian peace process.
One reason that we are hopeful that it won't is that it is so clearly in the interests of both countries to advance a political solution to the situation inside of Syria.
The heightened tensions came in the aftermath of the Saudi execution of Sheikh Nimr al-Nimr, a move defended Monday by Saudi Foreign Minister Adir al-Jubeir.
The Iranians and their allies have been pushing and promoting terrorism and recruiting people, inciting, providing weapons and explosives to people, and Nimr al-Nimr was one of them.
Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei said Sunday Saudi Arabia will face divine vengeance for its execution of al-Nimr. Unidentified assailants fired three shells toward the center of Burundi's capital, Bujumbura, Monday, 2 days before peace talks between the government and opposition are set to start in Tanzania. At least three people were wounded. Over the weekend, at least three were killed. One witness says one was murdered by a policeman. Police say that he was a criminal fleeing arrest. Bujumbura saw dozens of shootings and bombings during the last year amid protests against President Pierre Nkurunziza's bid for a third term. This is VOA News. Afghan officials say security forces killed all four heavily armed assailants holed up in a building near India's consulate in the northern city of Mazar-e-Sharif. At least one security force member was also killed, nine wounded. The standoff began late Sunday after the gunmen tried to storm the Indian diplomatic mission, firing rockets at the facility before retreating into a nearby building, erupting an intense gun battle with security forces. An alliance of more than a dozen militant groups called the United Jihad Council, based in Pakistani Kashmir, has claimed responsibility for an attack by heavily armed gunmen on a strategic Indian air base in northern Punjab state near the Pakistani border. The three-day assault claimed at least 12 lives, including seven security force personnel. There are concerns the attack, coupled with what occurred in Afghanistan, could jeopardize peace talks between Pakistan and India. U.S. authorities say they're trying to end an occupation of a federal wildlife center in the northwest state of Oregon, where armed anti-government protesters took over the facility Saturday, declaring they're prepared to stay there for years. Ammon Bundy, a spokesman for the protesters, says two ranchers have been treated unfairly by authorities.
Dwight and Stephen Hammond are being forced to report to prison today for a crime they did not commit, and they've been put twice in jeopardy for. They've already served prison time for this already, and now they're being forced to go back again.
The two face extended prison sentences for setting fires on federal land in the area they had used to graze their cattle. Both ranchers are seeking clemency from President Obama. Bundy said their case is a symptom of what he called a huge, egregious problem happening across the country, with the government imposing too many restrictions on land use and causing economic harm to the local population. Yemen's port city of Aden is under a dusk-to-dawn curfew after fighting between anti-government militia and government forces that killed at least 22. The gunmen fired on government forces who arrived in Aden to try to secure the port facilities. The gunmen are believed to be secessionists who joined the government in battling Houthi rebels, but they demand independence in the south. The U.S. has shut down a drone base in southern Ethiopia that was part of the U.S. anti-terrorism effort in the region. An embassy press spokesperson said the two countries reached a mutual decision. The U.S. presence in Arba Minch is not required at this time. Zambia plans to hold national elections August 11th. President Edward Lungu, who's seeking his own first full term, is expected to formally approve a constitutional amendment Tuesday ratifying the election date. Mr. Lungu's predecessor, Michael Sata, died in office in 2014. Zambia's economy, which has suffered with declining commodity prices, including its chief export copper, is likely to be a major campaign issue. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.